This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
12 past 9 on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fritkus with you. And we brought up Chandler Morgan, our good friend from CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax this morning. He just finished up on the TV side. And we were actually all talking about, has anyone found the new millionaire in Jacksonville Beach, the $8.75 million ticket that was sold?
If it was me, I wouldn't tell you.
She just wouldn't be here.
Absolutely tell you. I just wouldn't be here now.
Was that like the big talker downstairs? Everyone off the air? Kind of.
Everyone's always, you know, we raise an eyebrow. We're like, is it you? Is it you? No, you're here at work today. It's not you. Yeah.
We know it's not Phil Amato.
Yeah. You know.
His daughter just got married. That was so sweet.
Yes, I know. And it's absolutely beautiful. He's been showing us pictures in the commercial breaks, and we're just so happy for him.
What a proud dad. He is. I love it. He got back. He was probably flying back in because it was out of state, right? Yeah. And at the airport, I've seen you've been promoting the last couple of days a story that we're going to see on Action News Jax tonight at 5:45. I think it's called something like Sky, what is it?
Sky Hazards.
Sky Hazards. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's very interesting because you see a lot of videos right now, a lot of people sharing stories about situations where they've been on planes and things have happened, whether it's engine malfunctions or canceled flights. And you start to wonder, okay, how safe am I on these planes? What's being done proactively? What does that process look like? So we started asking those questions and we went to Jacksonville International Airport and we connected with their airport safety teams. And let me tell you, when I loaded up in the truck with these teams, I felt like I was on a safari. The way that they treat the operations and they are constantly looking for the smallest things that really can make the biggest difference. One of the things I learned, which I've been sharing with anybody that will listen, is the grass makes a huge difference with the safety of your flight at an airport. So I talked to their certified wildlife biologist. That was the person who took me on my safari that I'm calling it. And she went into detail about things like that can make the biggest difference when it comes to wildlife mitigation.
So you're talking about the height of the grass or the type of grass or all of the above?
All of the above, and making sure that it's within specific FAA recommendations and requirements, because you'd be surprised how much that plays a role into wildlife being able to access certain areas that could interfere with your flight at the end of the day. And the FAA keeps a very extensive data set of these types of situations. They're called wildlife strikes, or we hear bird strikes most often because birds are common at airports. But we dig into that and we look at how Jacksonville's doing with our data in the past several years and what kind of problems you could say or concerns we could run into if you're flying out of Jacksonville or Florida airports.
Does this part of the country see more of one specific species perhaps than maybe others? Because I think bird strikes, I instantly think of the Miracle on the Hudson, Sully and his effort and his co-pilot's efforts as well. Bird strikes very common in other parts of the country. Do we have more commonalities here in Southeast?
That was one of my first questions because I always think of geese, right? I'm always thinking, okay, big-bodied birds. But Florida, we've got seagulls. We got all different types of gulls is what she kept referring to them as. So we talk about that too tonight, the different types that we might be facing. I was most shocked at one of the answers she gave me for the types of wildlife, aside from birds that we have here, hogs.
Mm. We've seen them.
Yeah.
We saw them outside our old radio station when we used to be over on the south side in a different location. Mm-hmm. Wild hogs. I hit one with my car on the way to the radio station one day.
It's just incredible, you know, the access, because, again, it's such a large space the airport takes up. And, you know, there is a lot of wildlife that comes with that. The other part of this investigation tonight, which I think is really interesting, if you're into behind the scenes look, we give you another behind the scenes look at how pilots train for these types of situations as well. So I went over to Jacksonville University and went to their School of Aviation and was able to look at their flight simulators that they have for their different students. There's, you know, amazing staff there that's able to work with students. We got to watch a student going through that simulation, and it was the Jacksonville International Airport. So they can pull up multiple different types of airports that you take off and fly into, and they can even train for things like bird strikes or engine failures. So it's incredible to see the world that is the safety and the proactiveness around it.
I have to ask you, and I'm sure you'll reveal so much more tonight, but after doing this report, are you more or less afraid to fly?
I think I am neither. I'm just more aware. I'm more aware of all the different facets that went into it. I mean, I flew this weekend and I couldn't stop looking around the airport just to try and spot some of the things that they were talking about. It doesn't make me more concerned because, again, I think you'll see tonight the data set is very telling for where we're at, but it makes me aware of all of the different things that are happening to make sure we're safe when we're flying.
Great points. And we'll watch tonight. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax with investigator Chandler Morgan. Always appreciate you coming up to visit with us. You could make this a daily thing if you'd like, by all means. We've got a whole hour in the 9 o'clock hour when you're done on TV, right?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Come on up anytime. I could take a day or two off here or there, right?
Yeah.
And you could just say the next payroll payout is coming up at 10 o'clock. Go ahead.
The next payroll payout is coming up at 10 o'clock.
Yes, be listening.